DW.
It's a simple red brick building from the 1940s, located on the outskirts of the city. Medical director Andrea Filippin is in the internal medicine ward on the third floor of the Codogno Hospital. It's an otherwise unremarkable provincial hospital. Salmon-coloured plastered walls, green handrails and a synthetic grey resin floor. Filippin points down the hall.
Mattia, patient number one, was admitted to this ward on February 19th with rapidly developing pneumonia.
The day after the patient is admitted, Laura Ricevuti begins her 8 o'clock rotation as the doctor on duty. She says the patient experienced serious problems during the night.
On the morning of February 20th, I went to Mattia's bed at the start of my shift. I found a patient who was suffering badly. He had shortness of breath, a high fever, and a cough. The first thing I did was increase his oxygen supply.
Mattia's condition continues to deteriorate, so the doctors decide to transfer him to the intensive care unit. How this strong, fit 38-year-old athlete could so suddenly be at death's door baffles everyone. The standard medical examinations don't explain anything. Only one test is missing.
The only test we hadn't done yet was the test for COVID-19.
There was a reason the COVID-19 test hadn't been ordered, explains Ricevuti.
At the time, protocol stipulated that the COVID-19 smear test should be carried out on feverish lung patients who had recently returned from China. The connection to China was a prerequisite for taking the test.
But Mattia had never been to China. As his condition deteriorates, the doctors decide to ignore the protocol and do the test anyway. Also because of a rumour the patient may have been in contact with returnees from China, which turns out to be false. At around noon, Director Filippin gives the green light for the test to go ahead. The COVID-19 test is sent to Milan.
At 9 o'clock in the evening, they called us from the Sacco Hospital in Milan and told us that it was indeed a COVID-19 case.
All of a sudden, on the evening of February 20th, the illusion is shattered. Coronavirus isn't just a problem for China and a few other countries anymore. The patient, Mattia, had no connections to China whatsoever. This can only mean the COVID-19 pandemic has arrived in Europe. First discovered in a provincial hospital in the lowest southeast corner of Lombardy. Returning from a work dinner, Mayor Francesco Passerini finds a message on his cell phone.
A few minutes after midnight, I see that the prefect called.
Passerini thinks it has something to do with a train accident that took place in the area not long ago.
But he called to tell me that the first coronavirus case had been detected in the Codogno hospital. If it hadn't been the prefect calling, I would have thought it was a joke, because experts at the time also thought it was impossible that there could be centers of infection in Europe, and in the middle of the Po Valley, far away from airports and international traffic routes, it seemed unimaginable.
Meanwhile, at the hospital in Codogno, medical director Filippin closes the emergency room in response to the first positive COVID-19 test. Throughout the night, Mayor Passerini has about a dozen conversations, including with those responsible at the hospital.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, I signed the ordinance to close the city. It was clear that something was wrong. Because very quickly, we didn't just have patient number one. We had more than 10 other patients that night. No mayor wants to shut down his city, but at the time, it seemed like the only way to protect my community and save lives.
On the morning of February 21st, Europe has its first red zone. At almost the same time, the first coronavirus-related death was reported from Vaud in the province of Veneto. In Codogno, no one is allowed to leave the house. All schools and shops are closed. Public life has been shut down. A day later, the government in Rome decides to send soldiers to seal off Codogno and the surrounding communities. Codogno is suddenly making headlines on televisions and radio stations all around the world. Hotel owner Fabrizio Pesci remembers how his phone started ringing.
I remember a customer calling me from Argentina and saying, "Man, you're famous now." And I thought, damn it, it would be better if we were famous for something else.
The whole world is talking about Codogno, but many who live in the middle of the red zone still aren't really sure what's going on, recalls Pesci.
One thing that stuck in their minds was the constant sound of the sirens coming from ambulances. That was the universal melody in those days. When people started to realize that the people being brought to the hospital might not make it, their fear increased.
At this point, no one in Europe outside of Codogno knows what a lockdown really feels like. The people in the city of 16,000 are scrambling to get a hold of the recommended mouth and nose masks. They sell out quickly in pharmacies. DIY masks from hardware stores serve as replacements. Patient number one is meanwhile transferred to a larger clinic in Pavia. He survives. Back in Codogno, around 70% of the hospital's emergency room employees have tested positive for the coronavirus. Nurses who aren't infected work to the brink of exhaustion, recalls Director Philippine.
In the internal medicine ward, there were around 20 patients who needed treatment, but we only had 5 nurses. They stayed in the hospital for 4 days and 4 nights and worked around the clock. They did it. They kept the whole station going by themselves. They were real heroes.
Laura Ricevuti, the doctor who sounded the alarm for patient number one, has been honored with a knighthood in recognition of her services, alongside her colleague, Annalisa Malara, who carried out the COVID-19 test. Ricevuti herself tested positive for the virus a few days after the first case was discovered. Months on, with the rest of the world now also in the grips of the pandemic, she has a message.
La pandemia non è scomparsa.
The pandemic has not yet disappeared. We are in the second wave and we now have the additional problem of virus variants. We have to remain vigilant, even when everyone finally wants to relax. I have seen myself how your life can change from one moment to the next.
It is still unclear where Mattia, the official patient number one, was infected. To this day, the search for patient zero has remained fruitless. It seems obvious, then, that the pandemic has been spreading unnoticed for far too long. DW.